This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I love found objects, items you might find traipsing around our place or near our place or out on hikes or drives across the land on long drives when you don't have to stop to pee or, you know, you've already stopped, so why not look around, right? And I found so many cool things when stopping for myself or Ms. Mosquito, for both of us, obviously. And so I'm always looking at plants, but it's the stuff on the ground where I find cool things. A rusty can, an arrowhead, a dead insect, a shedded snakeskin, a tiny skull, an old coin, a beautiful rock. And of course, these found objects find their way from my day pack or truck seat into our home. They may start on the kitchen counter or dining room table, and they can be handled and fondled and discussed for a while. Then somehow... somehow they move to shelves. I don't know how it happens, but wonderful found objects find their way to shelves and become marvelous clutter. Get out of our house, Marie Kondo, I mutter, as I organize feathers or pottery shards or these old cartridges will look good in this rusty can. These small geodes would look much better together and look good with some Roadrunner feathers. One day while I was moving found objects around a shelf, I realized that for the most part, I knew where I found them, and if you were there with me, I could tell you about them. And you would fall asleep. Okay. But the stories about finding an object, oh my gosh, I mean, I just love it. And I like to think about, you know, how something ended up in the dirt at my feet. Not the found rocks, but... but how about this? An old cartridge, the caliber 40-65. They started making that caliber in the late 1880s. In the late 1880s, soldiers were still chasing Native people around the borderlands. Get off your land! One day, walking across a grassland near our home, I found a mercury dime, a 1917 mercury dime. Who dropped that dime? When our two daughters were little, we were camped along the Blue River in Arizona, and we started finding tiny obsidian points, small, shiny black arrowheads beneath an immense alligator juniper tree, trunk so large we couldn't get all our arms connected around it. How old was that tree? 500, 600, 700 years old? And was someone napping points by that Juniperus depiana 500 years ago? And who were they? Oh, recently Ms. Mosquito and I were hiking in the southern end of the Chiricahua Mountains. We had our lunch beneath a magnificent white oak, and after eating, we poked around that oak tree. I kicked up a couple old rusty cans. I picked one up. Unmistakably evaporated milk cans. Very valuable. But you know how you pour milk out of evaporated milk can. You punch a hole on one side of the lid and a hole on the other side of the lid, and then you can pour it into your campfire coffee, right? And oh my goodness. So I wondered if some cowboys, some vaqueros had a fire by that oak and made coffee and poured that evaporated milk into their coffee. Well, I could talk forever about wonderful found objects, but I should tell you about that amazing oak that we lunched under, Quercus arizonica. It's found from 5,000 feet to 7,000 feet in elevation in the Arizona-Sonora borderlands. And later this summer, that Arizona white oak is going to be dropping acorns, and yours truly will gather some to plant. Can't help myself, but I bet a few will be displayed near some rusty evaporated milk cans. Glorious clutter found in the borderlands. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.